Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time and we're kicking it back old school. We're just going to throw out some random ideas that I've seen. In fact, all these ideas came from a single Twitter thread that I saw during the week and I thought it was so good I wanted to share it with you. And from this, we'll be able to just spitball some ideas that I've had while I was reading through it. First, I want to say a quick thank you to my sponsor, Sage. As an entrepreneur, you need to be leveraging tools and software to run your business as smoothly and efficiently as possible. That is why I'm delighted to partner with Sage for this season of the pod. Sage is the global market leader for technology that helps small and medium businesses perform at their best. To learn more about Sage, go to sage.com or click the link in the pod description. If you didn't listen to last week's episode about accountability, go back and listen to it now because I think it's really, really important. And one of the things in it was keeping yourself accountable by writing yourself a letter. And I did it over the weekend. I went and I wrote Future Gary a letter from Present Gary, based on the insights Future Gary gave him, if that's not too complicated. It'll make sense if you go back and listen to the episode. Essentially, you write yourself a letter dated a year in the future of all the things you've achieved in the last 12 months. I did it on Saturday morning, got up early, made a coffee, sat down. I did it for over the course of roughly an hour, and it was really, really good. It was really almost therapeutic, and it was motivating, to be very honest. So I definitely advise you to go and do that. And shout out to Rachel for giving me that idea. Right, Idea Lab time. I'm going to share this thread. It's by Steph Smith. If you go to Twitter, it's Steph Smith IO, StephSmithIO. I'll share it in my newsletter. If you're on my email newsletter, I'll share this link directly in that. But some of the stats in this are absolutely unbelievable. I heard Steph talk on a couple of podcasts. She has her own podcast and she is really unbelievably good at research and data and trends. Ironically, she works for a company called Trends. What they do is they just literally compile all the best data about trends and trend spotting. So if you listen to my most recent episode with John Toohey, he talks extensively about trends and how trends helped him set up, first of all, Nightline and then Parcel Motel, but also how helped them evolve the business. They consistently were ahead of the trends. It was one thing that really struck out for me is how much they were constantly following what was happening and spotting trends even before they fully started. So I'm going to throw out some random stats that Steph did. So she started the thread with, in 1994, Jeff Bezos famously spotted a stat that made him leave his high-paying job to start Amazon. That trend, or that stat, was the internet was growing 2,300% per year. And Steph's question was, what are the generation defining stats of today? So within this, you'll find a ton of business ideas. So this one's a little bit highbrow, but we'll throw it out there anyway. The cost of mapping a genome has fallen 100,000% over the last 15 years. So that's 100 million down to under 1K. So it used to cost 100 million and now it costs under 1K to map the human genome. That is greatly lower than Moore's law. So that is one area that has fallen. A lot of areas have fallen, but also some areas have gone up massively. The cost of cyber insurance. So cyber insurance loss ratios have increased for years despite exponentially growing rates. In other words, cybersecurity is becoming an exponential issue. That's magic to the ears of people working in the online and cyber industry. Exponential. That means it is growing astronomically high. So cyber threat, hacking, these issues are becoming absolutely colossal. It really bubbled to the surface when GDPR came up because people are motivated by fear. And now it's kind of gone quiet again, but it really hasn't. This is an area that if you have some expertise in, you are set. The next one was, there's going to be a shortage of 300,000 semiconductor workers by 2025. If you've been following the news at all, you would know there's a massive shortage of semiconductors and chips. And they're going into absolutely everything now. It's going into electric vehicles, AI, even gaming. So there's a massive shortage of PlayStations. And that is largely down to a shortage in chips. So chip making is getting more complex. So it's getting harder to make them and they're getting in higher demand. So the semiconductor industry is huge. So even if you're looking for a new job in an area, semiconductor industry, and we have that right here in Ireland with Intel. If you're an entrepreneur, you could look at supplying into Intel. That's one area you could look at, or look at becoming a subcontractor underneath them. In 1942, 8 hours of sleep was the norm. Today, people are getting an average of 6.8. I would say that's even lower, I would imagine. I know myself, when I'm stressed, my sleep goes to absolute ribbons. And this is getting to be a big industry, and I think it'll absolutely be huge. So the sleep industry is one to 100% look at. You look at the success of Matthew Walker's book a couple of years ago called Why We Sleep. That was an absolutely huge success. If you told someone 7-8 years ago that one of the more best-selling books in 2020, I think it was, would be about sleep, they would have laughed at you. And I think there was a real bubble up of interest, and then it kind of went away again. But if you're into sport and you're watching developments in high-level sport, there's a huge focus in the moment, at the moment, about athletes and how they rest and how they sleep. There was famously a story about how Alex Ferguson used to bring mattresses with the team when they traveled, because he hired a expert in sleep way back in the day. So sleep is an area that is going to become hugely, hugely important. The electronics system in cars, this comes back to what we were talking about earlier about semiconductors. The electronics system was 5% of car costs in 1970. It's expected to be 50% by 2030. So self-driving is going to be a huge driver of that, excuse the pun. But not only that, cars have become smarter. Anyone that drives a Tesla will know this. So there's going to be things like car app stores. There's going to be the Ford F-150, which is a top-selling car in the US. That has 150 million lines of code in it. So cars are becoming computers, essentially. So the car industry is going to change, and also the demand for experts in the car industry. Again, if you're an entrepreneur, you can look at what small part of that could you hive off. Commuting and the lack of commuting. It talks here about in 2020, Americans saved 6 million commuting hours per day with remote work. So what is that going to mean for you? I mean, some of you are talking about going back to the office now. The split seems to be the way to go in terms of people are doing 3 and 2. But have you broken down? I'm going to do a special episode on this in terms of the cost, because I did it for myself a few years ago and it was astronomical, the cost of commuting to Dublin or commuting anywhere. If you're commuting for an hour a day, the costs are absolutely astronomical. So have you ever worked out how much it costs you to commute over the course of a year? If you haven't, I would definitely advise doing it, because it's going to be in the thousands. So we're going to throw out a couple more before we finish. We're at 8 minutes. We're going to throw out a couple more. A couple of them are pretty weird. So lab-grown meat. A lab-grown burger in 2013 cost $330,000. That's astronomical. And now a 1 pound of lab-grown chicken costs $7.70. So $330,000 in 2013. And now $7.70, and that's down from $18 last year. Lab-grown meat, not fully sure I'm there on that one yet, but if you didn't know, would you really care? This is a huge one, and this is one that impacts a huge amount of people all over the world. Global fertility has halved in the last 50 years. Halved in the last 50 years. So what that means is that the fertility industry is getting to be extremely, extremely competitive, but also it's happening at such a rate that the existing suppliers cannot keep up with the demand for fertility, and it is a hugely costly process. So I think there definitely is monstrous, monstrous opportunity in this area. I've seen a couple of new companies pop up in Ireland over the last couple of years dealing with fertility, but there's definitely a dark side to this in terms of it, because it's so expensive, people are being removed, people are being not able to afford fertility services. And I know there's a couple of great charities that work in this, so that is definitely an area. If you're looking for a business idea, that is definitely an area to look at. And then finally, finishing up with the coverage of sports and TV. So Olympics coverage is down 55%. Traditional viewing channels are down between 75 and 80%. But one thing that's absolutely booming is esports. What that means is gaming. So esports viewing now outpaces a lot of the major sporting leagues, especially depending on what country you are in. So a lot of gamers and a lot of gaming channels are now getting higher watch time than traditional TV channels. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube, search for Call of Duty Warzone, search for Roblox, search for Minecraft. You will see some of the biggest channels in the world are getting millions and millions of hours of watch time per day. So gaming is going to be an absolutely massive one. So if you have kids and they're big gamers, I wouldn't just discount it as a waste of time. Finally, you thought I couldn't go a whole episode without mentioning crypto. You'd be absolutely right. You know, I'm a crypto fan. Crypto adoption closely mirrors internet adoption, but faster. So crypto adoption is going on a similar line to the internet adoption, except it's going a lot faster than traditional internet adoption was. Some estimates reckon that it will hit 1 billion users by 2023. Others reckon by 2027. So somewhere between 2023 and 2027, so let's call it 2025, there'll be 1 billion users of cryptocurrency. That is huge. It took the internet a long, long, long time to get to that. So if you're still a crypto skeptic, I'd imagine you should take a little look at it, even just for knowledge, so you don't miss out fully. Finally, final stat, we pick up our phone 58 times per day. I bet you didn't think it was that long. This adds up to about 3 hours, 15 minutes of use time every single day. So now that you've finished listening to the pod, put the phone down and go do something productive. I will see you back here on Thursday for a new episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment. If you're not subscribed to my newsletter, go to MrGaryFox.com, jump on the email newsletter, and you'll get a direct link to this Twitter thread. I will talk to you back here on Thursday. Have a great week.